Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion. Parshas Tetzaveh B'Siyata Dishmaya. We're going to learn a shtickle from the great Tzaddik Gaon, Baal Shem Yishmuel, Tov Resh Ayin Vov, 1916. World War I is raging. And in a base medrash in Sachachov, the great Gaon Rishem Yishmuel is saying Torah. Ve'ata tetzaves b'nei Yisrael, and this year should be a schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion, as we also have a war raging in Hatzeinu HaKadosha, especially Golan ben Gavriel and Mata ben Dvora and David ben Ziva and Bitzalel ben Rut and Rabbi Yosef ben Chana and Dina Rachabas Esther Adasa. And now you should command the Jewish people, and they should take pure olive oil. The Mefarshim were medaktik. Why doesn't it say Tzavis b'nei Yisrael? What do you mean ve'ata tetzave? Why not just Tzavis b'nei Yisrael like the regular lashon? And what's the lashon of v'yikhu eilecha shemen zayis zoch? Why not v'yikhu li? Why not v'yikhu li shemen zayis zoch? Like we have at the beginning of Parshas Truma, that we have v'yikhu li Truma. So why here doesn't it say v'yikhu li? V'kvar dibarnu b'zeh ach ein beis medrash b'lo chidush, says Rabbeinu the Shem Yishmuel. We already spoke about this, but ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush, so we'll see where we go with this now. In the medrash it says, Parashat Lamed Vav, ve'ata tetzav ahadu t'chsif zayis ra'anon, yifei pri to'ar, koro Hashem shmecha. Zayis ra'anon, it's a fresh olive. Yifei pri to'ar, this beautiful fruit. God called your name. In other words, the Jewish people are called as Zayis. B'chilonek Yisrael elek Zayis hazeh bilvad. V'lo b'chol minei ilanos noimu b'shubachim nikvo Yisrael b'gefen v'te'ena. So we're called by, compared to various fruits, not only a Zayis. So what's unique about the Zayis compared to a Geffen, to a Te'ena? What's unique about the Zayis? Elama Zayis hazeh, atshu b'ilano megargarin oisai, u'mevien anovim, v'chakach notlem as shuman, shumnan, kach Yisrael, b'ayinu musa oilam, choyftim oisam, emokam lemokam, choyftim oisam, v'choyftim oisam, v'kolerin, u'mekifim oisai, tartiyutin, v'arkach oisam tshuva, v'kadosh b'chu on elehem. Number one, what happens with an olive? An olive, first you choose the ripe ones from the not ripe ones, and then you take the olive the olives that are ready, and you smash them and you crush them, and that's how you make olive oil. So to the Jewish people, we're smashed and we're crushed by the Umas HaOlam, and then we do tshuva. So just like you can only produce the olive oil from the crushing, the smashing, so to the Jewish people, we only do tshuva after the Umas HaOlam causes so much pain, suffering, oppression. So all of the mashkim, all other liquids, they get mixed in. With other liquids, but not shemen. Shemen stays separate. So to the Jewish people, don't mix in with the umos. Los ischatein bam. You don't get married to the umos. Sfasemis is medayik. It says los ischatein is loshen hispilus. It should say lo techatein bam. Don't you should marry them. In other words, it can't be los ischatein bam. It's not. You're not going to be mitchaten. It's not going to happen to you, even if you try. But you're never truly going to mix in with the Umas HaOlam. Any event, so that's number two. So number one, the shemen, in order to bring out the oil, you need to crush it. So to the Jews, for tshuva, crush them. Just like oil doesn't get mixed in with other liquids, so to the Jewish people aren't mixed in with the Umas HaOlam. And number three, kol mashkim adam arav ben veyodei zetachta bezelenu hashem en atam ifilu atam arav v'chol mashkim v'olam unasim l'mayla. Other liquids, you don't know what's above, what's below. They all get mixed in together. But the shemen always stays on top. Shenemar u'nesancha Hashem elyon. God makes you the highest. The varacher k'shem shehashem en meyer. Kach beis hamikdash meyer. V'chol o'ilam. Shenemar v'alchu goyim lo'orech. Just like the shemen gives light, so too the beis hamikdash gives light to the whole world. And where that's the Jews, the goyim are going to go with our light. And that's why the Jewish people are called this Zayis Ranan, because we give light to the world like this this fresh olive. So there are four things that the olive does. Number one, and that's why we're compared to the olive. Tshuva yidei yisurim, tshuva through pain. We don't get mixed in with the nations. We're above the nations, and we give light to the whole world. That's all. Can't do better than that. But then we have more miles than that. It says in the Mishnah and Avos that there are three ksarim, the three crowns. Keser Torah, crown of Torah, crown of Kahuna, crown of Malchus. And Keser Shem Tov, Oyla al Gabeyim. Rashi says, what's the Shem Tov? The Shem Tov is Maisim Tovim. The Gemara in Yuma, 72b, says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalosh Zirim Heim, the three crowns. Heim Shal Mizbeach, Vishal Aron, Vishal Shulchan. The Mizbeach had one, the Aron had one, the Shulchan had one. And Rashi says these three crowns are connected to three ksarim. Shel Mizbeach is a sign of the Keser Kahuna. The Aron is the sign of the Keser Torah. And the crown on the Shulchan is a sign of the Keser Malchus. Because the Shulchan is a sign of the wealth of kings. The Medrash says in Parashas Naso that the menorah is a remez to the Keser Shem Tov. So it emerges that these four kelim, the Mizbeach, Aron, Shulchan, and Menorah, parallel the four ksarim, the four crowns of the Mishnah Navis. The Sefer Derech Chaim of Moreno the Maral, he asks, Lama Keser Shem Tov Oyla al Gabeyim? Afa Gav Shamru Lo Amidu Sheker Ela Amai Seker, Afa Bevade Ma Shamru Kan Keser Toyer Lo Amru, Kishen Lo Maisim, Devade Chai Gavna Lav Keser U Klal. Bim Yesh Bo Maisim, Vich Lo Shnei Ksarim Ha Yenira Ki Keser Toyer Yeser Min Amaisim. Why is Keser Shem Tov the best? So Keser Shem Tov is Maisim Tovim, terrific. But he also has Keser Torah. And a person who has Keser Torah, and he doesn't have Maisim Tovim, Zelo Shaveh. So it must be he has Maisim Tovim as well. So if he has Maisim Tovim as well, then his Keser Torah is greater than the other two Ksarim. His Keser Torah is greater than the Keser Shem Tov. Because the Keser Torah has two Ksarim. And the Keser Shem Tov, right, he has the Keser of obviously good deeds, like the Keser Shem Tov and the Keser Torah. Whereas the Keser Shem Tov is just Maisim Tovim. Sheilai, Lama, why is Keser Shem Tov the greatest? Keser Torah should be the greatest. V'kvar amarnu lefarish, The Iker Torah mitzvahs hem kshanasos lishma. The Iker of Torah and mitzvahs is when Torah and mitzvahs are done lishma. Elasham Rizal lo'elam yasok adam. B'Torah mitzvahs afilu sheloi lishma shemitach sheloi lishma b'lishma. Person should always involve himself in Torah and mitzvahs, even shelo lishma, because from the shelo lishma is going to come the lishma. Vine. That shelo lishma, why is a person acting shelo lishma? Why is a person acting shelo lishma? It must be because there's a mixture of toivara. Otherwise, all of his asiyah would be lishma. And if so, we can explain that the keser shem tov, she'ol al gabem, is when a person is acting lishma, just for the sake of God, pure motivations. And that includes all the mitzvahs, and that's Torah lishma. Kuhuna lishma. Like Aaron wouldn't wear the begadim l'chvodo, he wore them l'kayim zeres ha-melech. Malchus lishma. Lo l'shem schara, lo l'shem toeles, l'shem Hashem, like the Rambam says. Malachim 4:10, the Melchamas Hamelech laHorim Dasa Emes, v'chein kol anhagas hamelucha, shtiyah l'toivas Yisrael l'kavod Hashem Yisbarach levad. So all of these gzarim, when a person has a keser shem tov, he's doing everything lishma. So that's what the Mishnah means. It's a crown to learn Torah shelo lishma, is a crown. To be a Kohen Shalol Lishma is a crown. To be a Melech Shalol Lishma is a crown. But it's not a crown, Lishma. And the Keser Shem Tov is the person who's acting Lishma. And that's the greatest crown. Chelek HaLishma Oyla Ma'ala Rosh Mechelek Gufa Torah Kohun HaMalchus. So it's even greater. We have with the Torah, Kun, and Malchus, you have the Lishma. That a person's living Lishma, all the mitzvahs are Lishma. In the Terechayim, there in the Maharal, he explains that these three Ksarim, Torah, Malchus, and Kehuna, are Keneged HaAdam. Ki yesh ba'adam gimel chalakim, ha-seichel, ha-nefesh, ve-ha-guf. We have three parts. We have our intellect, we have our soul, and we have our body. Keser Torah corresponds to the intellect. Keser Kehuna, the body, because there's a certain kedusha to the guf of the Kohen. He was born a Kohen. It's genealogical. It's in his genes. And the father doesn't give his son his intellect or his soul. It's God. The father gives the body, the physical. And therefore, mumin pasal a kohen, because a mum is baguf. And a kohen is supposed to be shlemus haguf. It's a big chiddush. Why? The Torah. Beautiful chiddush. Why is a kohen mumin pasal a kohen? Woman doesn't passel a rav, woman doesn't passel a dayin, because he has to have shlemus haguf. And keser malchus is keneged nefesh, because the nefesh is the manhig of all of the evarim of a person. And a person is makabel hanhaga min hanefesh. V'doymel ha-melech shupoyel u'moyshel. So nefesh is really in charge. Why are we acting? Our soul should be dictating our actions, and that's like the king, that the king is the Moshel. And that's what it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 21, verse 1, Palgei Mayim, Lev Melech B'yad Hashem. So the Mitzvah explains, just like Palgei Mayim, are in the hands of a person to direct them wherever he wants to by digging channels, so too the heart of man, of a king, is in the hands of God. That's why people always quote Lev Melachim V'Sarim B'Yad Hashem. It's not really a pasuk, but here you have a source that the king's actions are determined by God. And the king today would be the presidents, the prime ministers. God is running, is really directing them. Because the king is like a heart. That's where the soul is. In God's hand is the soul of all living. So the heart of the king is in the hands of Hashem. Because the king is like the heart, and inside the heart is the soul. And the soul is directing. That's God. God is obviously the neshama of everything. So that's all directed by Hashem. So when you talk about a king relates to the nefesh, because it's all dictated by the nefesh, by the soul. He's referring here to the Gemara, Huva Aviv Rabba Bishevi, Hu Koidim L'Rabba, Rabba Koidim L'Aviv, Chacham Koidim L'Melech Yisrael, Chacham Shemaitzen L'Nu Kayotibo, Melech Yisrael Shemaitz Koshevam L'Malchus, Melech Koidim L'Koin Gadol. Talking about who to redeem first, so Chacham precedes the Melech, and the Melech precedes the Koin Gadol. So the Maharal explains, V'davar zeh lefi seder ma'alos ha'madregos, ki ha'nefesh badu miyoseh min ha'guf, so he says that the reason the chacham is the comes first is because the chacham is connected to seichel. Keser Torah, that's the highest. It's even higher than the soul. The seichel is higher than the nefesh. That's what Rabbeinu the Maharal writes in the Sefer Netzach in Perek Lamed Zayin. At the intellect is higher than the soul. And in his Chedushei Halachos to Maseches Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where Maharal writes, a person has three kochos, ha'echad u'koach ha'gufni, mutba b'guf, v'sheinu koach nivdol men ha'guf, avalo mutzdarf m'chubra al ha'guf, v'sheinu nivdol l'gamri. And the third is minutak, is detached from the guf. And Be'etzlin is baru el gimla kochos, and they're connected nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So you have the physical part that's the nefesh, and then you have what connects to the physical but isn't completely physical, is the ruach, and then the highest is the neshama. So I guess here we're comparing the seichel to the neshama. That's where the mishkan ha-neshama is in the seichel. And when we talk about the melech, we're dealing with the nefesh, which is a lower madriga than the neshama. So al kopanim, here you have the three madrigas. You have kuhuna, keser kuhuna, keser torah, keser malchus, keser shem tov is the highest because that's lishma. And here he talks about the nefesh. The nefesh is leading a person, so that's connected the melech. And then higher than that is the seichel. It's connected the chacham. Therefore, the chacham is redeemed first. V'nira loymar the shloisha kelim arun shulchan mizbeach k'taras shebem shloisha zirim remez l'shloisha k'sarim makbilim l'shloisha sa'avus. So we have the three crowns on these three kelim, right? The arun shulchan mizbeach. And Mizbeach HaKetores, and that corresponds to the three Avos. That's Keser Torah, Keser Kun, and Keser Malchus. And that corresponds to the three Avos. Mizbeach HaKetores is a remis the Kun, that's Avram Avinu, Ketores Lashem Kesher. That's what the word Ketores means, Kesher. Because he connected everybody, Avram Avinu connected everybody to God. Karmazal She'icha is Kol Bayi Olam. for he a kohen tzedek, kama shekasuv nishba Hashem b'lo yinachim at a kohen l'olam. So that's Avraham Avinu. And then you have the Shulchan, Shebo Haremez Lekeser Malchus. V'Oishem Elochim Makbili Yitzchok. So Avraham Avinu is K'tiris. So Mizbeach HaK'tiris is Kesher. That's the Mizbeach. He connected the whole world to God. And he was a Kohen Tzedek. Ata Kohen L'Olam Chazal says referring to Avraham Avinu, Pasuk in Tehillim. The Shulchan is Keser Malchus. That's where the Shefa goes out to the world. And this Keser Malchus is the wealth of Malachim, Yitzchak. He was very wealthy, and the Maharal says in the Sefer Netzach and Perikei that the Ribui and the Ashir is coming Midas HaGvura Midasu Shel Yitzchak. Chazal say, Rosh El Hatzir Yatzpin. You want to get rich when you dive and you face a little bit to the north, where the Mizbeach was, where the Shulchan was. The Aron is Keser Torah, which is parallels Yaakov. That's the meat of Yaakov, Kayadua. Right? That also makes a lot of sense that Kohen is Avraham Avinu is the meat of Sachesed. And that's connecting everybody to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Keser of Kahuna. That's the meat of Kohen. Meat of Kohen is meat of Sachesed. And then the Yitzchak, like we said, is Midas HaGvura. And the Maharal says in the Sefer Netzach that Ashiris comes from the Midas HaGvura. And then the Midas of Yaakov is Midas HaTeferes, VaTeferes Zumat Torah, like Chazal say in Brachas, like Yon Ches. And in the Medrash it says, and also in the Payet we say on Shavuos, that Yaakov Avinu should have received the Torah. And the Torah said about Yaakov, Hu Bechiri, Ratz the Nafshi, but the Torah wanted Yaakov, but it wasn't given because he wasn't Pani the Torah, too much Tsar. Ulefidal Kenu Anal, Sheketel Shem Tov Sholal Gabem, Hu Yatsia Lishma, Mistabra Shelumat Shloshak Ktarim Makbilim Lishlosh Avis. So what do we have now? We have the three Avis, the three Ksarim, the three Kalim and the Mizbeah and the Mishkan. And then now we have the Keser Shem Tov, which is above all of them. So maybe that parallels Moshe Rabbeinu, that his Milo is higher than the Milo of the Ovis. Like Chazal say, Godol Mashenemar b'Moshe, Mashenemar b'Avram. Ubezor HaKadosh Yaakov Milibara Moshe Milagav. Greater what was said about Moshe than what was said about Avram. Chulin Peites. The Zohar says that Yaakov on the outside was Moshe on the inside. The Pnimius of Yaakov was Moshe. And what Yaakov Avinu had after his death, Moshe Rabbeinu had in his lifetime. And Moshe wasn't worried about himself at all, even for his madrigas, even for his spiritual stature. Mechilta Parashas Yisro Malamit Shlo Yeh Moshe Ponu La'asoko Vela Menahara La'am. V'yadua Shlo Yeh Moshe Asoko Ma'asa Ma'ad V'nach La'asada V'kerem Ha'midbar. Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take care of his own business. He went straight to the people. What business did Moshe Rabbeinu have? Well, he was in the import-export business. What was his business? He was in real estate. What was his business? A hedge fund? What was he doing? You know what it means? It means his madrigas. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't busy with his madrigas worrying about his own spiritual stature. He was worried about the nation. He was Moser Nafsho of Raklal Yisrael. Mecheni no Mesifrucha Asher Kasafta. Erase me from the Sefer that you wrote. And the Tzvarno says he wanted that all of his Schuyos, all of his merits should be given over to the Jewish people. All for the covet of Hashem. And if so, parallel Moshe Rabbeinu is the Keser Shem Tov, that's the Lishma. And like we saw the Medrash in Parashas Naso, that Keser Shem Tov is the menorah. Zemod Matim. Because the menorah has seven branches of the candelabra, like they say. And we know in Kabbalah this is Meramis to the seven groups of tzaddikim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is kolal all of them. B'divrei Chachamei Emesha is midasa of zera, zera anpin shu kolal kolal zayin midas kayadua. So those who know, those who don't know, I'm definitely in the latter category. The Moshe Rabbeinu was kolal all the zayin midas, the zayin k'nei menorah. So Moshe Rabbeinu parallels the menorah. It says about Moshe ki tovu. Tov is without tarovitz of ra, without psoilas. Also the menorah was pure gold. We see in the Medrash of Ibn Barabba that they put the menorah of Shlomo into the crucible 1,000 times to purify it. So it should be pure. And that's the menorah, and that's Lishma, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. So Marv Rabbi Yisai, where this is half the derech. And Achnu be'erech b'chatzi ha-derech, b'ezrat Hashem. And Achnu nemshich b'pam ha-ba'a, v'az nachzor la-midrash b'li neder, v'nirahim sheikh nifl'ot. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.